Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
9:12, we continue. I've talked before on the show many times about how proud I am of my daughter, who works with kids with autism all the time in their homes as a behavioral analyst, and part of the inspiration she had to get into that particular line of work and the particular line of help in life is my brother Mickey, who just left town. And I always throw out a disclaimer that I have full permission to say what I'm about to say, because it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's something to be proud of. My brother comes from an era in the 60s growing up where autism as a diagnosis didn't exist, but he clearly is high functioning and on the spectrum. And he works for a company in New York that does a lot of placements for folks with special needs called Challenge Industries. They do a nice job. So we thought we'd take an opportunity to focus on the same here and the folks doing the right thing here. So, Sandberg, who's in studio with us?
We have Laura. You know what? I don't know your title.
Yeah, Laura, what is your title? What is your title?
I am the Workforce Development Supervisor at Have Dreams.
And Have Dreams is what?
We are an autism resource agency located in Park Ridge and Evanston.
So kind of like the Challenge Industries folks I was talking about. They're actually in upstate New York, but it sounds like you guys do the same thing.
Yes, we provide services to children from as young as 16 months all the way up through adulthood, and we serve the entire autism spectrum.
And Laura Sletsky, Have Dreams Workforce Development Supervisor.
That's me.
There you go. Gene Kroll is the owner of I Love Sweets, a commercial bakery in Evanston, and a partner with Have Dreams. And Gene, when did you guys get involved?
Good morning, Steve.
Oops, why don't I? Let me try this one more time. Gene, there you are.
Good morning, Steve. We got involved with Have Dreams quite a few years ago. We are both in the Evanston West End Industrial District, and we were an employer. We are an employer. We were looking for employees with skills in repetitive labor. We were having a hard time sourcing. At the same time, we were collaborating with Have Dreams on a couple little projects, and we worked together with them to launch Have Dreams Academy, okay, which is a workforce training program for young adults with autism, looking to give them the skills they need to succeed in competitive employment. And this program was launched in cooperation with the Coleman Foundation. They gave us seed money to do this.
Great. So in doing this as a business owner, you take on a special set of challenges, but in my world, a special set of victories as well, because you see these folks come in who really want to come to work.
They do really want to come to work, and that's one of the things that we have found really remarkable. We were able to offer our workplace as a place where they could develop the skills they need in employment. Teamwork, interacting with other people, how to communicate. Most of these young people have never had an opportunity to be in the workplace, so they don't understand what they need to do to be successful.
Sure.
And at our workplace, we let them try out their communication skills. We steer them in the right direction. And what we found is that we create employees who add a lot of value to our workplace and other workplaces.
Yeah, that's great.
How much is involved with getting your workplace ready to help other employees that aren't familiar with working with people that might need a different set of skills?
Yeah. So Have Dreams has been terrific with us setting our workplace up for that. They have all the training and the skills they need to guide us, but it's really about employers encouraging their employees to develop their teamwork skills, to be inclusive, to develop leadership and reach out to people who need some guidance, who need a hand. And it's been just such a win for us. It's made a more cohesive workplace. It's made a more unified workplace.
Well, I think it's insightful by you, too, because what you find is you learn so much more when you come in contact with and work with people who have special needs about yourself.
Yes.
And about how to relate to the world than you ever would in the past. So I think it's an opportunity for personal growth for everybody.
For everyone, for the employers and for our young people. We have a young person with us who's been with us 4 years now. He started off as a seasonal employee after he finished his program. He's now an analyst in our food safety program.
That's great.
And he mentors our new interns. So it's just been a terrific opportunity for all of
us. Well, that's the thing I see with my brother. My brother has such pride in not just what he does, but in helping others and what mm-hmm. he does as well. And wouldn't it be great if everybody came to work with that kind of attitude? Wouldn't that be swell? So, Laura, the Have Dreams Workforce Development folks, where do you find the folks that come into your program?
So we get a lot of families who call us and say that their child graduated maybe a few years ago from high school, and they've had really a hard time, you know, finding employment, or they've had negative experiences.
Yeah.
There's a very high rate of unemployment for especially high school graduates who are on kind of the higher functioning end of the autism spectrum. So a lot of who we hear from, they hear about Have Dreams through word of mouth. So that's why we're really excited to be here today to try to get the word out about how we're, you know, really working to meet an unmet need in the autism
community. Well, we want to recognize everybody that's doing it, right? I mean, you go into Juul, you'll see a lot of kids at Juul who perform bagging functions and things like that. So any employer who takes the leap, I think they're going to find out, and obviously, Gene, you can speak to this better than the rest of us, that any of the challenges you take on are paid back tenfold.
Tenfold. It's been just such a wonderful experience, and we encourage other employers to take this journey. It benefits you. These are productive young people, and it benefits you in so many ways.
I question about just training. You talked about the negative experience, Laura, as people who are going to certain jobs, they have negative experiences. How do you balance and make sure and collaborate with entrepreneurs to make sure that the training is suitable, that it takes into account the spectrum? How do you do that to make sure that entrepreneurs aren't just, you know, foregoing that kind of stuff and doing a training academy and just, you know, to find new workforce?
Sure. So when we're developing a relationship with a new business partner, we'll go in and kind of observe the workplace. We want to have a sense of what the tasks are like, what the environment is like, so that we can make sure it's structured in a way that's going to work both for the employer and for our intern. We really see ourselves as a resource for both the business and for the participant in our program, and want to make sure that it's a successful experience for both of them. So we might go in, Gene mentioned, we might provide some training to the staff about effective communication strategies in working with someone with autism. We might kind of think about how the work is set up so that it's really structured. That tends to be something that's helpful for people on the spectrum to know exactly what's expected. So we really focus on collaborating with the employee and with the employer to make sure it's a success for everyone.
It's funny, the things they're talking about are helpful even if you don't have autism.
Right.
If everyone in your workplace knew what expectations were and knew the best ways for effective communication, and, you know, things were outlined, that would be better for everybody.
There are characteristics, and I'm not being flip at all for obvious reasons here, but there are characteristics of those on the spectrum that we would all wish to have to be more productive at work. You talked about the repetitive nature of what goes on, say, for instance, with your bakery.
Mm-hmm.
That part of the structure is really crucial, isn't it?
It's very crucial. You know, repetitive labor is something that for non-neurotypical, for neurotypical people is maybe not a preferred job, but for these young folks, it's something that they love and they're very good at. Something like, bakery work or also data entry.
Yep.
So there are a myriad of jobs that they can have where they're exercising, doing things that they prefer to do and things that they excel at. And it's up to the employer to think about the jobs they have that they can offer to people who have these kinds of skills.
And I assume anybody that wants more information can contact you, because you've gone through this. You're one of the first people to do this.
Yes, and they can also contact Have Dreams. And Laura, what's the website?
The website is www.havedreams.org.
I Love Sweets is a great name for a company. And what'd you make today?
Chocolate chip cookies and banana chocolate chip bread.
I mean, what else do you need? Please.
Yum.
How long have you been in this business?
This is our 20th year.
And how'd you get in?
My grandmothers were amazing bakers, and I'm a fourth-generation entrepreneur.
And you've been awarded as such many times, which I know you're modest about, but you we certainly should recognize that as well. But in regards to the attraction to doing the help here, are you just a nice person, or do you have a specific connection to this?
I have. The connection I have is that Have Dreams is our neighbor.
Okay.
We
physically
wanted to be
your neighbor?
Physically our neighbor, and we wanted to be a good community partner.
Mm-hmm.
And we really thought of it as a way to create an inclusive workforce and grow our business and just be a good community citizen.
The not pushback, but the reluctance I hear from sometimes when people go, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't want to upset any of these folks when they come in. I want it to be a good experience, but I also have a business I need to serve and all of those things. Laura, you guys haven't seen anything that could come up as a question that you haven't handled before, so there's no dumb questions here, right? It's just get in.
Right. We hear that a lot from especially our new business partners. They might have had no experience working with someone on the autism spectrum, and it can feel a little daunting.
Sure.
So we have job coaches who are on site with our interns who, again, are a resource both to the intern who might need a little extra support while they're training, but also to the coworkers and the supervisor, and they can model that communication that's going to be most effective. One of the things we've found is that having instructions written down, having a schedule, having things presented visually can really help. That's an easier way for most people on the spectrum to process information. So our job coaches can model that kind of communication, and that often makes it a lot easier for the supervisor and coworker to kind of jump in once they've seen, you know, this is an effective strategy and it's not that scary.
So there is a template for it.
Yes.
Pretty much all cases.
Yeah. I think also one of the things we find, as Mary mentioned, is as an employer, you really need to set clear expectations for your employees. You need to give them the tools for success, and that means providing the training, providing the support. And that's benefited all our employees, not just the young people on
right.
the spectrum,
right.
But all our employees. And Have Dreams is such a great partner with giving us the autistic-specific tools that we need to create success.
Can you imagine if we had that in show business? We had that in show business where we had order, structure, communication. Please, come on. Imagine what we could do.
And it's also good for your clientele. You know, I know our Mariano's they employ people of various special needs as well. And when we're there with our kids and they see everybody's contributing in the workforce of different colors, shapes, sizes, what they bring to the table, don't bring it's like just good overall to... The variety adds to, you know, you still
sure,
treat
diversity.
Respect.
It's
yeah, things like that.
Level.
It's not as scary or intimidating because it's this unseen group. You know, we're all people and everybody benefits.
And everybody's got something. It's one of the great things that I've heard over and over again from people. They go, look, you got something, I got something, everybody's got something. So let's help each other get over those speed bumps in life. Talk about the quality of work you're getting.
Wonderful. When we set the expectations and we give the proper training, the quality of work is outstanding. As a small business, we need to be productive. Everyone has to add economic value. And with the right training, the young people that we're bringing in do add economic value. That's a big hitch. A lot of people say, you know, as a small business, I can't bring in a young adult on the spectrum because they're not going to add value. No, they will add value, and they'll add far more than just the skills they bring. The teamwork that we have developed, all the staff is supportive of all these young folks that come in. So it's more than 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah, you know, again, my reference point being my brother, who is an East Coaster, and there's a big grocery chain there that's around a good chunk of the country called Wegmans. And Challenge Industries puts the folks on the spectrum into these grocery stores. And one of the managers I spoke to at the grocery store says everybody's quality of work went up because the folks that we brought in that were on the spectrum were so driven to do a great job, they caused everybody else to catch up, which is a cool benefit, right?
It is a cool benefit. They are so grateful to have an opportunity
right.
to be employed. It just changes everybody's tone. It changes the environment, and it's really exciting to see.
Yeah, and you know, what do you want at the tired cliche at the end of the day? You want to be able to say you helped, you did something that you felt good about, you're paid a fair wage for your services, and you get to get up tomorrow and do the same thing. And that's what we find, I think, on the spectrum over and over again.
Absolutely. It's great to do. I love my job. I love my work. My company is wonderful. But to know that we add a little bit more than just great baked goods, that we're creating opportunities for young folks that didn't have any, that's a pretty powerful, powerful message.
Do they get cookies?
They love cookies.
Yeah, who doesn't? Please. What's your website?
www.ilovesweets.com.
And it's a commercial bakery. What's a typical client?
It could be a coffee shop, a cafe, a restaurant, a specialty grocery, or an airline.
Okay. So if anybody's interested, they should jump on the website and check you guys out.
Absolutely.
Thanks for all the help.
Thank you.
It's an important piece of work you're doing aside from the regular day-to-day stuff. And for the foundation again?
The website is www.havedreams.org.
How do you raise your money?
We do a lot of fundraising. We get support from, Gene mentioned, the Coleman Foundation and other foundations who support us.
But it's all private funding, I would assume.
Yes, we're a nonprofit.
Yeah. So for that reason, whatever events you have on the website are important around the year, I would assume, as yes. well, right? Can you make a donation on the website?
Yes, you certainly can.
I know they had a video of a fabulous gala that you've
yes, put on. Yes, that just happened in April.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, if they only had a gallery. So nice to see both of you. Thank you again.
Thank you for
Thank
having
you
us.
So much, Steve.